Non-belief is a horrible place. Most people either start believing in God because they were raised with religious teachings, or are not raised with religious teachings but was converted at some point because of a revelation or event that pushed them towards needing spiritual answers. And then there's people who just don't connect for whatever reason to religion or anything having to do with spirituality. And I want to talk about those people and the effect that having no spiritual life has on an individual without them even realizing it. I also want to add to all of this what the Urantia book has taught me about non-belief and the negative effect it can have on society when religion or faith loses its influence. Is it not true that at our core, most people would like to believe in the following things? That there is meaning to life, that life is not an accident, that our own life has meaning, that we're here for a purpose, that there is a higher power who cares about us, me, and that we are loved. Now, perhaps you're the kind of person who doesn't care about these things. You accept that life is about none of these things, and instead, it's about what you make it. And the only thing that matters is your legacy. It's what you leave behind. Now, on some level, this is probably a very satisfying worldview. I know many people who are satisfied with it. It's a safe place to be. It requires no commitment to faith. It doesn't require you to believe in anything that you can't prove with your five physical senses. It's a safe place. But let me tell you what I've seen, and let me ask you if you've seen the same. Someone close to me is coming to the end of their life. After 50 years of self-abuse and neglect, bad decision-making, no clear purpose in living other than to feel good all of the time, they are quickly passing away. Do you know someone like this? Now, this person is a very kind person, not intentionally hurtful or evil, but is also very selfish, never really contributed much of any value to their life or to the people around them, and in fact grew up with a false sense of overblown self-importance. Now, this same person mocks religion, hates God, and lacks spiritual faith. No ambition, no hope. Now, this person also in some ways represents our current social condition in American society. Many who turn their backs on religious faith live without hope. Not the ability to have hope, mind you, but rather the ability to have the kind of hope that is called upon when you're in moments of stress or if you're suffering. And you need to know that your life is not lived in vain, that you're here for a purpose, that although you don't always understand the purpose, you have the faith and the hope that there is purpose. Now that takes courage. And it is this saving message that prevents millions of people from giving in to the seemingly futile nature of human life. For me personally, hope has allowed me to keep my sanity. What I fear the most is that most people are losing religious faith, hope, societal structure starting to break down because of it. In fact, a reflection of that lack of hope. And just as the individual starts to break down when he or she loses hope and faith and that greater purpose, so does society. I fear that someday mental health institutes will determine that religion is a disorder and must be treated, when in fact it's the opposite, which is true. Faith and spiritual conviction most likely prevents many mental sicknesses. The rise in mental illness can be inversely proportional to our cultural distancing from the age-long antidotal effect of religious faith. There are leaders right now who want to diminish or marginalize religious institutions and believe churches must be forced to adopt secular social policies or face legal action. People who are part of the Catholic Church are being forced to do things against their religion, such as performing abortions. Churches have to provide gender-neutral bathrooms or risk being taxed. Our mental health industry, fueled by enormous profits, disregards the role of faith in mental health care to the tune of about $35 billion a year in mental health management. But isn't it more likely that the lack of spiritual faith is a precursor to poor mental health? What is depression, anxiety, loneliness, and nihilism if these are signs of a restless human soul who doesn't know where he fits in life because he or she has been convinced they have no soul, that they have no place in life? only that it is a physical world and it's the only thing that matters. No eternal meanings, only present meanings. Millions of lost souls have been convinced there is no God through our education and media, that there is no afterlife, that there is no real purpose other than the here and now, and that this worldview is the only reasonable worldview. Anything that deviates from this worldview must be recognized as a disorder. I feel like I'm watching a scene from the 1950s movie Invasion of the Body Snatchers, where society becomes soulless and the few remaining people are hunted down and converted to this nihilistic worldview if they would just agree to go to sleep. Now, the Urantia book says that secularism supposes or asserts that man does not need God. Recently, such attitudes have become more aggressive, antagonistic towards deity. Marxism and communism provide fair examples of the secular worldview being embraced on a global scale. But the Urantia book warns us that society cannot exist without God any more than a solar system could exist without gravity. So what does a world without God look like? Mental illness? Lax morality? Gender confusion? The celebration of vice as virtue? The promotion of fetishism in place of character building? The pursuits of self in place of service? Breakdown of family life? A general debasement of culture, crime, drug use, youth violence, religious persecution, oppression? Non-belief requires no commitment on the part of the self, no skin in the game, no emotional commitment, no real pursuit of character building. Non-belief requires nothing on the part of the believer. Non-belief leads to despair. It leads to no truth discernment or even the pursuit of truth. Only a belief in a supreme being or eternal force greater than himself enabled man to grasp eternal realities that sustain civilization from one generation to another. But if this generation no longer values past truths or the religious heritage that has been the result of thousands of generations of truth seekers who produced vast amounts of wealth and knowledge and wisdom, then what happens when that society loses interest in such wisdom? What happens to a society that prioritizes present truth while ignoring past truth because it is only relative to the immediate needs? What happens is we are only one step away from global tyranny. I can imagine in a not too distant future many people of religious faith being driven underground, feeling that they must hide their faith or face persecution. It's already happening to 1.4 billion people, and it's starting to happen more and more in the United States. Now, these are my words, gained from what I've learned from life, the Urantia book, from my Christian beliefs. As a Jesusonian, one who believes not only in the divinity of Jesus, but also his teachings, I see a pocket of believers getting smaller as the world's troubles increase. And this is best exhibited in the friend I spoke of earlier. There comes a point in a person's life where they have to make decisions as to whether they accept the divine plan of perfection attainment, or as our Christian friends like to say, following the Father's will, accepting grace, or reject grace, reject the plan. And we all know that sometimes you have to hit rock bottom before you can make that decision. The world may indeed be hitting rock bottom. If we don't hold on to our faith, we're lost. And this is why we need to tell people that there is something fantastic waiting for them. But it starts out with one simple thing, faith. Right now, the greatest challenge is for people of faith to unite and push back against social policies that advocate religious persecution. Social justice warriors will use social advocacy to merit a legal defense against religious beliefs. We must push back by calling people out when this happens. And in our personal lives, don't be afraid to tell people about the value faith has in your life. People always hear about treatment by medical means, but no one talks about the treatment by spiritual means and what it means to do something as simple as getting down on one's knees and praying for help, asking for help is the beginning. And unfortunately, that's where we ended this time up on this podcast on Your Rancher Radio. Thank you so much for joining me. We'll see you next time. And if you've got a comment or a question, feel free to email us at yourrancherbookradio@gmail.com or join us online anytime at yourrancherradio.net.
Poor old sod, you see it's turning.